This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Just one more drop of bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors, and I'm working on the website. I should have it done by this weekend. Ed Marvini came to the rescue. I got an email from, or a text from Ed Marvini. He said, I sent you a PayPal invoice for the software you just bought. He's such a good guy. Usersite.com. Ed Marvini's our web designer, and he just, you know, he goes to the website, he listens to the broadcast, and he said, okay, Vinny, here's what you're going to do, and here's what we're going to do, and here's how we're going to help you. And so he just got the software, and he's helping me get this all back together. So that's the assignment for this weekend. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. And Lee Wickenhauser is with us, senior marketing executive at Genesis Communications Network. I've invited Lee to be on with us today to talk about GCN. Who is GCN? How are hosts selected? Are there any controls placed on the host? Are there things that they can and can't say? Is there an interview process to become a host? Those are things that I think you might want to know. We'll talk a little bit about the backstory, and I've asked Lee to tell us about the time that he wanted to buy a wrecked vehicle for the transmission and engine parts. I'll talk about that. And welcome, Lee Wickenhauser.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Lee, I'm doing really, really well. And it's great to have you on. And you know, a little bit of the backstory. Lee was involved in getting me on Genesis Communications Network. He's been to the expos. He's been to the meetups. And we talk often on the phone. And he said, hey, you know, we got to get you on GCN. And this was years ago. And ultimately, that happened. And so I want to thank you, Lee, for making that happen. It's a, you know, it's a delight getting up in the morning and getting into the studio right here at the farmhouse and being able to broadcast and say things that, that are on my mind to the entire world. So I want to thank you for all that you've done in making that happen.
Oh, you're very welcome, Vince. It's always been a pleasure working with you and been a pleasure just even speaking to you before you were even on air and, you know, before the expo. Was always, very knowledgeable person, and you've made it very easy.
Well, you know, here's a little bit of the backstory. So, class, for, maybe a year and a half or so, I would say, hey, Lee, let's go on the air together, you know, and we'll talk about, let's talk about what you do, what I do, and look, and GCN, let's share that. And Lee would say, okay, we'll have to do that. A couple of months would go by. Hey, Lee, yeah, we'll do that. And at one point, I said, okay, we have to do this. I've got my calendar right in front of me. And so we picked a date, and you were on the air. And this is your second time, so I want to thank you for doing that. But, Lee, I'd like to share with our class today a letter from a mother to her daughter. And it's very timely. It's extremely timely. And it's choppy. It's short. It's about a page long. The way I printed it out, it's 2.5 pages. But it's about a page long. And it deals with current events. Now, you are a survivalist. You are a preparedness-minded person. You and I are on exactly the same page when it comes to preparedness. And I think that's why we get along so well, or one of the reasons. So here's a letter to a daughter from her mother. Mm-hmm. It starts out with, FYI, for your information, man with Ebola died in Dallas. Police sheriff that served quarantine notice to him now has it. Some truckers will not deliver food to Dallas. New York airline cabin cleaners do not want to clean cabins for fear of Ebola. Government says this will be much worse winter than last year. More snow. 10 to 50x. It means 10 to 50 times more snow. With winter fast approaching along with cold, flu, illness season, you should start preparing now. In case of an emergency, you should have extra food, toilet paper, cat food, water, and a heat source should the power go out. At home, kerosene. Make sure you have kerosene. Extra water. If necessary, you can use your pond water. Filter through a coffee filter, old cotton t-shirt first, then through Berkey. You can gently clean black Berkey filters with a toothbrush until the black appears on the brush. Nixol and bleach both. Nixol kills germs better than bleach. Can add small amount to humidifier to clean air. Produce and fruit can be cleaned with a 10% solution of Nixol to water. Mask and gloves. Hand sanitizer. Months of extra provisions. Figure out who will be at home with you and calculate your needs. You may want to have enough until you can have produce from your garden next spring. It doesn't hurt to have too much. You may need to make supplies less obvious. Place freezable things like beans, rice, pasta, nuts, freeze-dried food, etc. in varmint-proof containers in the attic. Extended power outages bring out the worst, so if possible, leave or have a safe place for you, like attic, if need arises. Your presence / access to attic must be unseen, so get a rope ladder or pull-up ladder you can take up in the attic with you. If they see a ladder near the attic access, they'll look. Make sure you have your sidearm with you, with one in the chamber. If you can leave by car, you and John should come home here. But if you can't make it here, go to John Smith's house on Wilderness Lane. Or, can't get there, there is Dave in the countryside. Take everything you can. Keep a map in your car at all times. Take extra fuel. Blankets, pillows, clothes, vegetable seeds. Keep a to-go bag in your car or close to the door, ready to go easy. Easy to grab. Keep it light but well supplied in case you have to walk. Map. Food, like granola bars or freeze-dried food and nuts. Water. Berkey Sport bottle, which again will purify water. Warm clothes. Gloves, sweats, walking shoes or boots. Tarp if you need to sleep outside. If an electromagnetic pulse, you should try to leave that same day because cities will get bad. Cars will not work. Use bike or walk. Take a to-go bag and boogie. Remember to layer clothing in the winter. Do not go to a camp or a center. You and John should have an emergency plan. If something happens, you should know the route where you'll meet so you don't go looking for each other. You should have different meeting points if you can't get home. John should know this from his training and plan it with you. Have a cat carrier for each cat. Sam's Club card expires at the end of April. Love you very, very much, Mom. So that's a letter from a mother to her daughter. I know that mom. That would be my wife, Mrs. Finelli. She wrote it to our daughter. Lee, you're a preparedness-minded guy. I mean, that letter was choppy, short, and sweet to the point. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea to express that to to children, especially, you know, your loved ones or just somebody you're concerned about, to make sure that they are prepared, that, you know, for anything that can happen. What I don't like seeing in the media, which kind of sparks a lot of things like this, is either things are under-explained or over-explained.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a prime example on the news this morning on the way into work here. I heard a story about a guy on a plane, you know, sneezed and jokingly said, "I have Ebola. You know, everybody's going to get it, blah, blah, blah." It affects a lot of people's lives. That's a very serious statement, you know, for somebody to make even jokingly. So what that does is it creates a scare in people, creates a false sense of security, and it creates issues. You know, people don't understand how these things can turn into just a pandemic, into a global pandemic very quickly. So people do need to have a concern about it, and they need to be prepared about it. And they need to look at things more than just one or two ways if they do have to leave, if they try to get people, or let's say the government tries to get them to evacuate from their home. They need to have more than one or two alternatives. I myself am able to bug in or bug out. I have made it so that plans, you know, with my family. I have three children under the age of 10. They each have their own little pack. Granted, it's a backpack. It is very light. It holds three water bottles. It has six changes of socks. Mm-hmm. It has boots that are strung to it. And each year when we do Christmas or clothes shopping, we go through last year's clothes or clothes that we look at it can be dirty or ruined if need be, and put it in that pack so it's refreshed constantly. And a lot of people don't do that. What will happen is people will start to just build a pack and they'll leave it. And they'll just think, okay, now 6 years later, everything's going to be fine.
Oh, man.
I think, I guess to further answer your question, Vince, that letter's a good idea. Anybody that can read has a need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that are concerning with people. People usually just like, oh, I'll go down to the 7-Eleven and get, you know, a case of bottled water and some ramen noodles. I'll be fine for a week. Well, what about the other 10,000 people that have the same idea?
Yeah.
You know, food shortages. People are always concerned about stockpiling food and water. There's a lot of other things that need to be taken into consideration.
Lee Wickenhauser is with us. He's the senior marketing executive at Genesis Communications Network. He and I are going to be talking about preparedness. And, Lee, when we come back, let's talk about one of our instructors who came to the expo. She was in Hurricane Sandy. We'll talk about what happened to her when we come back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Lee Wickenhauser is with us. He's a senior marketing executive at Genesis Communications Network. And we're talking about preparedness and survival. So, Lee, at one of our Get Prepared Expos in Missouri, you were there, and we had the casting director of Doomsday Preppers. She's one of our instructors on air, and she's been with us many times. And so she and I were talking on air about Hurricane Sandy. And I asked her what it was like. She said, "Oh, it's terrible. It was really terrible. You know, no lights. It was dark. It was dark in New York City with no lights." And she lives in a fourth floor walk up apartment. She has a roommate, and she and her roommate share expenses. I know Brooklyn's a very pretty girl, and I assume her roommate is too. So these are two young girls in their 20s, and you know it's not safe to be in a place where there's no lights and the police aren't doing their normal thing. They're out directing traffic because the traffic lights aren't working and so forth. And so anyway, I said, "So what's it like?" And she said, "It's terrible, and there's no water." And I said, "Well, what'd you do?" She said, "Well, you know, she had to buy water." And she was able to get some, you know, a case of water, and it was three or four times as expensive as it was prior to the storm. And she was surprised. And so we talked about where she would store water and, you know, why she didn't have any. And she said there's no place to put it. But she did find a spot under her bed to keep it from now on. So now she has food and water. But there's an example of preparedness. And so we take for granted that water, it just go anywhere to buy it. You can, you know, go to the convenience store. Well, it was uncomfortable going to buy that water. She had to carry it home. And, it was inconvenient. But there are those who have cars who don't have bottles of water in the car. We do. Lee, what are your thoughts?
I think it's something that people need to plan in advance, little by little. Granted, I live up in Minnesota, and in winter months, things freeze. Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It helps fight off, germs, things like that.
Termites. You probably don't have a termite problem there.
Not as much. There is usually in the woods or something, trees and stuff, but houses generally don't have as much of termite issues. You're right.
Yeah.
What a lot of people do is they, when storms come up here, when snowstorms hit up here, people will just flock to grocery stores. And it's funny because I watch what people buy. They buy, packages of hamburger. They buy things like Hamburger Helper. They're buying things that will spoil very easily. Usually what I'll do is I'll go and I'll get a case of, soup. And I have freeze-dried food at home, but I try and, leave that alone, all my stuff. And I do rotate my inventory, but people buy a lot of the wrong things. And that people are becoming more and more knowledgeable about it as time goes on. And, shows like yours present a lot of good information and insight from other people. Because what works for me may not work for you. I buy a lot of canned soup. I buy a lot of crackers. I'll buy, a couple loaves of bread or something because that will stay for, a few days. But you don't want anything that's going to be perishable. I've seen people with cartloads full of eggs and, just things that, what are you going to do with it? Okay, if it's winter, that's great. Put it outside. But what if an animal gets at it? What if it freezes and you need to use it right away? Another thing, getting back to the subject of water, Brooklyn Bagwell's case there is, you can always look into your water heater, water softener, rain. There's many different places you can look where you wouldn't have to go. But you generally, my idea with that is I like to use that as a last resort.
I agree.
In a bug-out situation, that's one of the first things you look for. If you find an abandoned house and it's safe to go in, it's one of the first things you look for, looking for clean containers, because plastic water bottles, you can only use them so much, they start to actually break down after a while, and they become, they can contain contaminants. So you want to look for that. Bleach is another fantastic item to look for. People don't realize that, in very, very small doses, if you find water, even though it's stagnant, you can make it drinkable with a little bit of bleach. Or a cooking apparatus. There's millions of them out there now. You have Jet Boil, Solo Stove. You have all these different products. So having one of those around, so if you do find a water source, you have a way to filter it or sterilize it.
If you have a hot water heater, it has typically 30, 40, 50, 80 gallons of water. They have anodes that are magnesium and aluminum, and those salts from the aluminum and magnesium contaminate the water. So just flush out your hot water heater once a month, and you'll be good to go, and you'll have 30, 40, 50, 80 gallons of drinking water. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Young longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, during the break, Scott, our engineer today, Lee Wickenhauser, and I were just chatting, and so Lee says 2 hours, right? Wow, Lee, you went from knees knocking, not wanting to be on the air. Now you want 2 hours. That's awesome.
I'm just trying to figure out my schedule here. You know, I gotta make sure I take care of my responsibilities here as well.
Yeah, and so I need to write a note to Ted, right? To Ted Anderson saying, Lee, please excuse Lee's absence from from his duties. He was with me. And I certify that. So, Lee, you are the senior marketing executive at Genesis Communications Network. Can you tell us what Genesis Communications Network is? Now, it is the world's largest alternative radio network. So what is GCN?
Well, GCN is, comprised of over 84 shows. We're a network that originally started by Ted Anderson to help promote his precious metals business.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted an effective way to reach people and in a cost-effective way for advertising. A lot of people don't understand marketing in the sense of having the right audience, the right demographic, mm-hmm. the right programs is a very important thing. It's not like a Coca-Cola commercial where it's been branded for so many years. People just automatically, they hear a jingle or something, they automatically think about Coca-Cola. What happened was Ted started out with just a handful of shows, started broadcasting out there, and it continued to grow. The idea behind GCN is to have something for everybody. Nobody basically is to be left out. We have a program for everybody, from lifestyle, home improvement, gardening, preparedness, alternative news, health, alternative health and wellness, gardening, you name it, we have it. And that's what's made us very special and made us very unique, is that we were able to do that over time. When I started here, we had well under 50 shows. And it's grown up to 84. And I mean, to some people that may not sound like a large number, but when you're talking about syndicating a program, building them up to, getting them AM/FM stations, getting them on podcasts, it's a lot of work, and it is a very time-consuming process. Typically, you had asked me before about what it takes to get a show on here. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is we have to present it to our program director, which is John Harmon here. He's a fantastic guy. Couldn't ask for a better program director, even if we wanted to.
Yeah, I totally agree.
With John, he's very open-minded, and that helps. If a person has any bias towards a subject or a program, they're not going to be able to be effective at their job. They take their own consideration into fact instead of what might be best for the network, what might be best for the general public or the listener. A person has to have a very open mind, and, John has that. He's a very talented person. So what we'll do is we'll have a show host get in contact with John. They'll discuss the show programming, type of demographic, where they're located at, what days they want to broadcast and time. So there's a lot to it, more than just calling in and going, hey, I want to have a show on GCN.
No, it's not that easy, I can tell you that for sure.
It's not. We have 6 satellite feeds here. So, I mean, that's a lot, for considering how large of a network we are, but yet still how small we actually are compared to Premier and Clear Channel and some of these other, large broadcasting networks. But we are the largest of our kind. The other closest would be, Oracle or maybe RBN, which to me is they're way behind us. And I don't mean that offensively. It's just, facts versus facts. We're larger. We have a larger listening audience, and we're continually growing. We're continually trying to make ourselves better, make the company better. We've got a great manager, Jason Worsley, here. He's always trying to find the cutting-edge technologies, new ways to streamline things. He's a very intelligent person. He's a very nice person. He's very understanding, and you have to be in this industry as well. I'm looking at other people's perspectives. So, Jason, he's a great manager, and he's young, which is good because he has that initiative to look for these things and to really want to make the network grow. And this has been, for him, this has been a lifelong commitment. He went to school for broadcasting, and, he's been everything from a board engineer to, sales, and now he's a manager.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is something that's very important to him. And then myself here, I've been with GCN for very long. I don't even remember how long now, but I've dealt with marketing now for probably over 10 years. And this is probably a home that I wouldn't want to leave. It's been very good. The company's been very good to me, very understanding. Even through health problems, problems with my children, when they get sick in school, they're very understanding. GCN is just comprised of good people. For instance, Scott, our engineer, he's a fantastic guy. You know,
he is.
You can walk down in the hall, we'll walk by him in the hall, say, "Hey, how are you doing? How's your weekend?" And get a good conversation. I mean, he's a genuine person.
What was going on during the break?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find something like that. You know, and that's really what the backbone of GCN is the people that are comprised of this company.
I'll tell you what I've seen. I have seen a consistency in the engineering. I connect at 9 o'clock in the morning on Central Time to the second. I connect. My engineer is there waiting. We connect. We talk. We make sure that our instructor is on, connected. I get some cues on the back channel, like 10 seconds. I mean, I get the audio and announcements that do not go over the air, just to make sure that I'm paying attention. The engineers are paying attention. They're watching the volume controls. I'm watching the volume controls, the view meters, and a lot of times, I really appreciate the consistency and the reliability of the people whom with I interface, and it's wonderful, and it's a professional organization. Now, but how is it that an interview process to be on the air is conducted? Now, for me, I received a few phone calls. I talked to John Harmon. You promoted, me being on the air on Genesis, and, ultimately that happened. But it wasn't instantaneous. It took months, literally months. Now, I know, is that the way it normally goes?
Typically, unless it's a well-established show. I mean, your case is a little bit more unique. When the idea of the show came along, there wasn't really any broadcasting except for, I believe you had been on the radio a couple times for some interviews. And I think that was shortly before the first Springfield Expo, if I'm not mm-hmm. mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your situation was a little more unique. Generally, a show host will contact us that's been established. They have a couple stations, or they've had their own podcast for a couple of years. So they have some notoriety. That's something that we look for. Granted, we have to be able to have something that's sellable. Mm-hmm. We sell the advertising. We provide the feeds. So, there has to be something in it for everybody. So that's kind of how the process starts. So we look at, what time zone do we have room? Mm-hmm. Lately, we haven't had room to really expand much. For instance, we brought on Dr. Joy Brown.
Right.
That one was a very fast-moving switch, but she's already been established. She already had everything she needed. She had the equipment. She already had the affiliate. So it was a time-consuming process, but not as time-consuming and how long it took in your example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to get the equipment because I was broadcasting locally out of a station in Springfield, Missouri. And so I would just, drive into the radio station and do my broadcast, and then I'd leave. So I didn't have the equipment, but then I did ultimately built my studio, and I was told what equipment I needed, and I got the equipment, and we did some testing, and I was on the air for 1 hour per day. And then all of a sudden I got a call from John Harmon, and he said, "Hey, Vinny, I got some great news. You're going to be doing 2 hours." This was like, I believe, on a Friday. I said, "Well, great. That's great. When?" Monday. So things happen. Sometimes they happen pretty quickly. But there's, I believe that there's this interview process that we go through to make sure, or that GCN goes through to make sure that they know what they're getting into with a specific host. I really believe that's true.
I do too. I as well.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Dr. Joel Wallach came down and to one of our meetups, and I said, "Hey, Dr. Wallach, so what are you doing down here at the meetup?" He goes, "Oh, they sent me to check you out." I'm serious. I'm really serious. So, we were at the restaurant and we had a meetup, and we had packed the restaurant, and I guess it was to see if this. When Vinny says that he's got a meetup going on, once a week, that it was real. And well, I'll tell you what, you were at a meetup. We had about 300 people at one of those meetups where you were, right? I mean, you couldn't move.
Oh, we packed that restaurant.
Well, the fire marshal would have shut us down. I mean, literally. I mean, there was, when we say standing room only, it was wall to wall. I mean, I would say there were as many people standing waiting for a table as were seated at tables, and every table was packed, and there were tables or booths that would hold four people. There were six people in every booth. That, you know, there were more. Every seat was occupied, and it was still standing room only, wall to wall. But that was pretty neat. That was one of the meetups before an expo. So Lee, the subject matter for Genesis is, you want to have the widest variety, right?
Correct. I mean, we want something for everybody, but, you know, every show has something to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, for you, an example is, we didn't have anything that was based so, you know, primarily on preparedness. I mean, a lot of show hosts believe in it, and they talk about it, you know, as far as storable foods and medications, but it's not something where it's pretty primarily an everyday subject. So I felt the need for it, and I really pushed for it. I myself have always had that belief that, you know, people need to be prepared. They need to think about their surroundings and what's coming or what kind of disaster can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, class, I'd like to tell you that I'm not told what to say or what not to say. I have to use good judgment in what I say and what I don't say. But no one's really told me, here are the rules. Really, I haven't been told those kinds of things. When we come back, I'd love to have Lee tell you a story about.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my. Where you going to be for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Lee Wickenhauser is with us. He's the senior marketing executive at Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to chat with him about anything regarding Genesis, if you'd like to advertise, or you'd like to know how it works, or how commercials are cut, written, scripted, produced, aired, the costs associated, timing, those kinds of things, placement, 877-996-4327, extension 107, 877-996-4327, extension 107. Lee, you were telling me many months ago about how you wanted to buy this vehicle on Craigslist. You were interested in the engine and the transmission, and this was a wrecked vehicle, you know, body, a lot of body damage. And you went to, you know, you researched it on Craigslist, you found it, you talked to the seller, and he ended up in the back of a police car.
Yeah, it was kind of an odd situation. I ended up going to look at a Jeep. I like off-road things. That's part of my bug-out plan is, you know, I have one vehicle that I can fit my children in that's capable of going a lot of places that your typical SUV or pickup won't go. It's equipped to do so. So I was looking for parts when I was building it. I did a lot of research over the last few years, and, you know, even I'm always looking for parts where I can save money. I believe in recycling parts. I don't like to always just go and buy new. So I found one that had been in an accident, hit a deer. So I contact the seller, and him and I talked for a couple of days, and finally we agreed to some terms, and we're like, but you know, there's an extensive amount of distance between us. We're talking 3 hours each way. So the gentleman decided to meet me at a halfway point, which helped solidify the deal. And I get there, and him and I are talking a little bit. You know, I started up, and I'm listening to it. And as I'm pulling out my wallet to pay this gentleman, and we're going to load this vehicle on my trailer, 6 squad cars show up. No guns were drawn, surprisingly.
And, you know, my girlfriend was along, and she just kind of looks around, and she has her carry permit, so, you know, she's kind of my second line of defense, so to say. So she's got a 357 Magnum on her, and she's got a 45. So, you know, if something happens, you know, she's well-equipped, and she knows how to shoot. So the cops are screaming at me, you know, get on the ground. They tell the other guy to get on the ground. Well, here, this guy had been stealing cars, damaging them on purpose, and reselling them on Craigslist. He did, at no point did he say, I do not have a title for this vehicle. All he says, you know, we will take, you know, you would be responsible for taking care of the registration transfer, which I'm fine with. You know, I've bought vehicles in the past where, you know, the person had proof that it was their vehicle, but did not have a title present. So, I mean, I've purchased them before, but this was an odd situation, you know. And thankfully, I didn't delete any emails. I didn't delete any texts. You know, I had a handwritten address I had written down and, you know, all this information leading up to that. Because they had been after this guy, I guess, for about a year and a half trying to find him.
And so you could have been in the clink. Charged with receiving stolen property, right?
Receiving stolen property, possession of stolen property, and intent to basically distribute stolen property because I intended on parting this vehicle out.
Wow.
So
you could have been part of a conspiracy, a criminal conspiracy, without even, you're charged with all this, without even knowing. You're just buying some parts from a guy on Craigslist.
Yep, pretty much.
And so, were you shocked when these six police cars showed up?
I figured it out really quick, and I just stayed calm. The first thing I did is I just put my hands, you know, up on my head, and I just kept my legs spread, and I had no sudden moves because there's too many cops out there. They're a little trigger happy.
And you ended up in handcuffs, right?
No, they never handcuffed me, actually.
Oh, okay.
They just put me in a squad car for about 3 hours.
Oh, Lee, stick around with us. We've got Ranger Rick coming to join us on the second hour of USA Prepares. We'll talk about preparedness and survival. And thanks for being with us. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli, and I'm going to be working on the website this weekend with the help of Ed Marvini. After the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, we will resume hour number two.
Are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.